Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
Come on, Faith Church, give it up for all campuses today. Earth City, Wellness Springs, West Palm, Sunset Hills, all on, all y'all. We are going to have a blast this weekend. I'm so excited about this weekend because I really know that I have a word from God to you that's going to make you feel better, that's going to take you to the next level. I have a question for you at all campuses. How many of y'all feel like the year's going good, but you need somebody to speak into your life just a little bit to give you some tweaks to maximize this year? Come on, raise your hand if that's you today. Come on now. All right, we all get better when we actually think better. You've heard me say it so many times. If you can change the way you think, you can change the way you live. And there are certain times in our lives where our systems need to update. In every organization, I came out of a meeting just this last week in our organization here at Faith Church to where I said, man, this is fun, isn't it? I mean, we are doing systems right now. We're kind of, it's like we're writing the constitution of the church. Because without systems and structures, organizations can't grow. And the same with us. God gave us systems. He gave us structure. He gave us policy. He gave us procedure. He created us to live a full life, to really, really enjoy our life. I want to start with this, that oftentimes in the Bible, there's certain things that if we could get this one thing right, it would change everything. One thing can change everything. Shout that with me. One thing can change everything. Come on, loud and strong, right? One thing can change everything. Have you ever met somebody that, you could tell they were a grown man. I mean, we got a 50-year-old biker, and you look like a man, but you're still immature. Anybody ever seen anybody like that? It's like, chronologically, you should be of age, but you're still acting like a child. That's what we're going to talk about today. Let's go there. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 is obviously the whole passage on love. And then if we get down to verse 11, I love this part. It says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but, everybody shout it loud, what? But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. Now, when you're a child, you kind of talk gibberish. It's like you scream, first of all. Remember that when your child was born, right? They came out just screaming, right? And they're screaming and they don't know how to communicate. They're crying because they're hungry. They're crying because they need change. They cry. Then they learn to say dad, dad, or mama. How many of y'all are excited? Moms are always like, he said mom, right? So then they advance and they begin to learn words. And then they're around your uncle and then they learn bad words. Come on, who am I talking to right now, right? So they learn to communicate. But when they're a child, they speak as children, they understand as children, and they think as children. But the Bible said, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. I put it away. So oftentimes I respond to scenarios and situations, not like I'm 48, and that's how old I am. My birthday is September the 9th, clearly last year. Some of you forgot that. Okay, so I'm 48, but every once in a while, I revert back to 10. I revert back to 2. In other words, when I don't get what I want, instead of acting right with a system and a policy, a structure of an adult, in accordance with the scriptures where it says love is kind, love's not puffed up, I revert back to my childish ways. In fact, it has even been said in conversations and arguments that you've had with other people that you're acting like a child. Everybody shout that. You're acting like a child. Come on, don't point at anybody, but shout it. Why? You're acting like a child, all right? But have you ever been in a scenario where you've been in an argument with somebody and midway through the argument or towards the end of the argument, maybe with your spouse, you knew that you were wrong, but your pride wouldn't allow you to admit that you were wrong, but you knew you were wrong. So you just kind of stormed off like, this, you're impossible. Because our pride couldn't go back. Our childish way of thinking, the way we're speaking, the way we're understanding is still childish. But if you want to have a good marriage, if you want to have a good life, if you want to seek good days, you need to know how to speak. Because most of the time, we say things that hurt people in moments of hysteria, and it leads us down to historical issues. I heard a guy the other day, I get my hair cut in West Palm Beach. Come on, West Palm Beach. Give it up for the West Palm Beach campus. Y'all are buck wild. I love that church. And I get my hair cut in West Palm, and this guy, this dude next to me, he was talking about relationships, and he's cutting hair. He also, just to kind of paint the scenario, he's tatted everywhere, real cool dude, real muscular. He kind of looks on the outside like I do on the inside. Can I get amen? And he says, you know, I was in a fight with my wife the other day, and I told her, I said, you're not hysterical, you're historical. And I said, oh my gosh, that's phenomenal. He said, she doesn't get just hysterical, she gets historical. In other words, everything that I've ever done, it comes out in those moments of fighting. See what I mean? So if you're in a situation to where you're pressed, you're pushed, and you become historical, in other words, you always, you never, your mama, well, if we're going to talk about problems, let's talk about your daddy right now, because you acted just like your daddy, and your daddy was a fool, and then now we've got this wall that's going up, we're speaking as a child, come on, somebody ought to help me right now, you're understanding as a child, you're thinking as a child, but the scripture says, but, everybody shout it loud, come on, but, oh, come on, somebody ought to get better, I can feel our city right now, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. It doesn't say it's done away. It says I put it away. Okay, I'm going to put away my Bible right now so I can have my hands free. I put it away, but I know where it's at. I can go right back and get it. So in these moments when we're challenged in 2018, when we have seasons to where we can puff up in pride, come on, who am I talking to right now? We get mad, agitated, aggravated, and it brings out the worst in us. We put it away, just like the Bible said, put away lying. He said to put away fornication, put away. He lists the things that he wants us to put away, but we can obviously go get it again. And if we're children, we say, I'm not putting away. And here's something that I've said more than one time. I said it a month ago. I was in an intense time of fellowship with Nicole, because as preachers, we don't fight. We have intense times of fellowship. And I said, well, that's just the way I am. She said, well, you shouldn't be. Woo, come on now. You shouldn't be. Now, see, if I was historical or hysterical or a child, I would not have received that. Now, I didn't like it when she said it, but I knew that she was right. So at some point, now that I'm 48, going to be 49, hopefully if I'm nice to Cole, I'll live to be 50. Come on, somebody, right? Because you know what? Happy wife, happy life. Can I get amen? And so you need to be able to receive this correction and direction from God and other people. And she said, well, you shouldn't be. And I oftentimes make excuses because this person right now, this weekend, as I'm preaching to you in this February, and I'm excited and I'm passionate, and that same thing is on me even when I'm talking in a conversation. Everything gets real passionate. In fact, sometimes I'm in a conversation with people about normal stuff, and I'm talking and talking and talking, and then they start talking, and they're like, well, yeah, that's a good point. And I realize, wow, I was really amped up by comparison to the normal standards, right? So I have to know about me that I can't just say, well, if you like the way I preach and you like the way I am, then you just got to understand that's the way I am. No, I need to be the best version of me that me can be. I need to be the Christ version of me. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. Say amen. I need to be the version of me that says, hey, I'm going to funnel everything through. Spoke as a child, understood as a child, thought as a child. In fact, we can make an acronym for that, and it could be SUT. Spoke as a child, understood as a child, thought as a child. S-U-T, SUT. SUT, where are you going with that? Systems under test. Come on, somebody ought to write that down right now. Systems under test. So in an airplane, I'm a pilot, right? And there are systems in an airplane that you are taught not only by the FAA, but there are particular systems for each airplane. Okay, and so not the FAA, but the manufacturer, Piper, or, you know, Cessna, they have an operating manual for the systems. Here's what you do when you lose pressure at altitude. Here's what you do when you go to land. You look at these systems, and all systems are go. They call it three in the green. So when you go to land, how many of y'all know you want the wheels down? Can I get an amen? You don't know much about flying, but you want the wheels down. Okay, so wheels down, you got to audibly say, I've read the systems, and I've got all the checks and balances there, and now you audibly say, I got three in the green, because three little lights come up to show you the nose wheels up, down, and the other two wheels are down, okay? Three in the green. Those are the systems. Well, see, God created us in the likeness and the image of himself. And he knows, since he made you, he made this manufacturing handbook. And he said, hey, listen, as you grow in grace and you go to church, I need you to understand that there's systems under test. And you have to get these systems on the inside of you so you understand when you want to speak as a child, understand as a child, and think as a child, you need to be able to say, hang on a minute, that was the old me. You slap me, I slap you back. You say something mean to me, I say something mean back to you. And God's saying, no, I want you to cut those wires, learn this sut system to say, hang on, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but now that I became a man, I put away childish things. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise up in here today. This is good. This will change your life. And all campuses today, I've decided just to preach from one campus to all campuses today because I really want to drill down on this because you know as well as I do there's some people that need this message. How many of y'all know there are some people next to you that needs this sermon? Come on, raise your hand if it's you, right? So this chair, if I invited you over to my house for dinner and we were all sitting around the table, you know, and you would expect, hey, I'm going to PD's house for dinner, we're probably going to sit at the big boy table. But you came to my house and I invited six of you over. It's like an iConnect group, and each of y'all had a high chair. How many of y'all would feel weird? It's like, hey, we're going to have dinner. Come here now. Sit here. Come here. Why don't you get up in here? How many of y'all know? In fact, Chris, why don't you come here and be a volunteer for me? Get up here. So, Chris, come over to my house for dinner. Yeah, come on, give it up for Chris. Here comes Chris. Chris, why don't you have dinner with me? How many of y'all know Chris looks a little funny up in here, right? He's too big for this chair. It doesn't look right. Do you feel a little weird?
A little weird.
But I'm telling you, this is the way how ridiculous this looks. This is how ridiculous we look when we don't respond appropriately. In all fairness, you can go sit down. I'll sit there too so it's not just embarrassing. Come on, give it up one more time for Chris. Would you do that for me? So I look weird sitting in the eye chair. Some people call this a high chair. I call it an eye chair. I want to do what I want to do. I act that way. I. When you hear the word I, me, a lot of times in a sentence, that's when we're most like the devil. Come on, somebody. But when we're saying, not my will be done, but thy will be done, that's when we're most like Jesus. So get out of the I chair in this low level of thinking, acting like a child, speaking as a child, thinking as a child, and say, hang on, I'm going to renew my mind, and I'm going to get out of the I chair and the high chair because it's blocking me from walking in love. It's blocking me from healthy relationships. It's blocking me from this new level that God has for me because I'm telling you why. These are my banner years. Something supernatural is going to happen to me, and it's not going to be just by God doing something. I've got to do something because it's not enough just for me to pray hard. I've got to renew my mind hard. I got to get through growth track. I've got to get into an I connect because I'm stuck in the I chair, in the high chair, and God has more for me. This is ridiculous that I'm still in this chair. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise up in here today. Get out of the I chair. Now, as a grown man, it seems weird sometimes. But you still think of yourself sometimes as a child. We were in Destin, Florida, and I love Destin, Florida. It's beautiful. The Emerald Coast. I like South Florida better because I don't like it cold. Can I get amen? And it still gets cold in Lower Alabama. And I was preaching for my friend, Steve Vigalis. He pastors a great church there called Destiny Church. If you're ever in Destiny, you should go see it. And it's crossing the outlet mall. It's beautiful. And I've been friends with him for years. And he said, come on down and preach for me before we had a church in Florida and so on, years and years ago. He said, you can stay at my condo. So I had all my family there. And at some point during the trip, Nicole did something that made me mad. Can you imagine that? She offended me. I was being a baby. I don't even remember what it was. Isn't that something? Something that was so big at the moment that made me so mad, made me react stupid. I can't even remember what it is. Anybody share my pain? Come on, raise your hand if you know. It's like, why was they even fighting about that? So stupid. May I suggest to you that a lot of things you're worried about today, they won't be a big deal later. Put it away. And she did something that made me mad, so I just went out on the porch. I was going to show her. Her and the kids were inside. Austin was inside. Ashton was inside. Nicole was inside. Some other family members in there. And I went outside and I thought, you know, I'll just fix her. I'll just sit out here like a baby. Come on now, don't look at me in that tone of voice. I'm going to sit out here like a baby and, you know, just sulk about it. And I was out there about 15 minutes and it was getting a little chilly. And then I was out there about 30 minutes. I thought, well, I bet I'm really fixing her. And finally, I turned around because, you know, you don't want to turn around because if you turn around, all of a sudden your cover's blown. And I turned around and look, and they're playing Monopoly. Come on, somebody. You understand what I'm saying? This is going to go on for days. And I looked in there and she's laughing and they're laughing. And I thought, well, I'm not making her pay. She isn't getting it. I'm out here acting like a baby. I'm in my eye chair acting like a fool, and she's having a good life and laughing and having fun. I'm in a pity party. And by the way, a pity party is the smallest attended party of all parties. In fact, it's just you and the devil thinking, I just don't believe my wife treats me this way. I can't believe my kids treat me this way. I worked so hard. We did all this, brought down this vacation, and they didn't even acknowledge me. They didn't do. We act so foolish. Put it away. Everybody shout, put it away. Come on, shout it again loud. Why? Put it away. So I thought, well, you know, I'll freeze to death out here. I need to get back inside. So now I go back inside. When I walk back inside, she said, where have you been? I was wondering where you were. And she was just as happy. And I couldn't say, well, I've been outside soaking. I've been out in my eye chair. I've been out there crying and feeling sorry for myself. I came to myself right then and realized I am thinking like a child. Come on, somebody. I am understanding like a child. I am speaking like a child. And I've got to put it away. Let's go to this passage of scripture in Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is the master of all, but he is under guardians, stewards, until the time appointed by the father. The scripture is saying, hey, the child is no different from a slave, even though he is the heir of the kingdom, because he's still acting like a child. But when we put away these things, we're no longer under guardians. Do you know that some people are under people they should be over? Come on, I'm preaching right now. They're under people that they should be over, but because they can't get their flesh under and they can't get over this offense, then they can never actually get over the top where they want to be. I don't know why that person's my boss. I don't know why the situation's not breaking through. In other words, if we don't get under God's authority, under the scriptures, under our flesh, say, you're not going to act that way, I'm going to put it away, then people who we should be over, we're actually under, even though we're heirs. Do you know that you're heirs of salvation? The Bible said that you're royal priesthood, you're a peculiar people, that you're blessed, you're qualified, you're anointed, you're appointed, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. He said that nothing would be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, height, depth, things present, things to come. Nothing shall separate us, but we've got to qualify, not for God's love, but we've got to qualify to walk in love. It's a choice that we make. So if we're acting like a baby, and you want to go to the nursery today, and you're sitting back in the nursery, and any of our campuses, they got all these little high chairs, and the nursery is probably the most dangerous place as far as like you getting SpaghettiOs thrown at you. Come on, somebody. They just throw it at you. If you're probably going to get bit, if you're going to have teeth marks today at church, probably not going to happen at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor and tell them, say, don't bite me. You know they got false teeth anyway, right? You know, I mean, that's like Nicole. I always know when it's cold because I can hear her teeth rattling next to the bed. All right. So you probably won't get bit at West Palm. You won't get bit at Welton. You won't be bit at our city or something else in the big people church. But it's highly dangerous. They'll tell you the truth. Little kids will tell you the truth. At our city the other day, a little guy named David, he's about this big. His family, his dad plays the horn, and they're just amazing family. And the bells. And little David Bell, he's about this big. And his mom came up to me Sunday at our city, and she said, I got something to tell you about David. And here little David is, little bitty cute, little chubby little cheeks. And so here he is, and he's looking up at me, and she said, here's what he said. There was a new person who came in, I guess, and she said, you know how we have the communion, like at Weldon, you got it sitting over there in West Palm right now. If you look over to your left, my right, there's that communion. Our city's the same way. Well, this guy was taking communion, and little David came up to him and grabbed him and said, did you pay your tithes? In other words, like, I don't want you drinking our communion juice if you're not paying for it. And his mom's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know what he was going to say. And said the wife just started laughing and said, oh, that's so cute. I love it that she challenged him. And she pulled out $10 and gave it to the little boy. She gave, come on, give it up for David. Did you pay your tithes? My point was is that you don't know what little kids are going to say. If your hair looks bad, they're going to tell you. If there's something on their mind, they're going to tell you. Kids are unfiltered, right? But as we grow up in grace, if we want to differ from a child, we have to change the way we respond to scenarios and say, hey, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I understood as a child. I spoke as a child. But now I put my systems under test, and I'm going to let this go. Now, I got a couple more minutes because I'm not traveling. How many of y'all give me another minute? Come on, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got over an hour right here, okay? Okay, so I want to talk to you about what I saw growing up. Now, when I was growing up, my dad and his dad really didn't teach their family a lot about diplomacy. And they said what was on their mind. And as a result, they didn't get along. Because how many of y'all know the statement, sticks and stones may, but words will? Okay, you know that. But how many of y'all have been hurt by words? Amen. Of course we have. Words are the most powerful force in the world. The whole world as we know it was created and framed, and God said, let there be light. And he said it, and he saw it. So my dad, dealing with his siblings, my aunt and uncle, they come over for the holidays, and I'm so excited because I got to see my cousins. Oh, there's my cousins. They say, oh, it's going to be awesome. And sure as the world is turning, my daddy would say something stupid or childish. My uncle would say something, or my aunt would say something. They might have said something about politics. They might have said something about somebody's nose or weight or money or who knows what it was, but it was enough to where me and my little cousins, we're down there in the basement, we're playing with Tonka trucks. Remember the Tonka truck that you could jack it up and take the tire off, you know? And my cousin's like, let's play Operation. We're playing games, and all of a sudden we'd hear the voices going louder. And then my uncle would be like, hey, Matt, let's get out of here. My aunt's, Tammy, let's go! And everybody'd leave, and I'd be sitting there going, oh my gosh, I'm a little kid, 10 years old, going, why can't they grow up? Why can't they just learn to get along? Just because we grew up on the outside does not mean that we have grown up to maturity on the inside, and we have put away childish things. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen to this right now. I'm telling you that this next level in 2018 in marriage, in money, in ministry, might have a whole lot to do with you actually putting it away and saying, hang on, I'm going to put these systems under test. And I could say this, but I'm not going to. Because I understand now that I got to change the way I think. Because everybody thinks different, and the world thinks one way, but word people think another way. And I want us to start saying, I have an opportunity to walk in love here. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. This is Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. I'm putting it away. I could say something, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to walk in love. Because remember, love never fails. Love never fails to receive breakthrough. Love never fails to receive healing. Love never fails to win friends and influence people. Just tell people you love them. Speak what you want to have. When God saw dark, he said, let there be what? Light. Come on, shout it. What did he say? Let there be. Now we have light on this situation. We can start saying not what we currently have, but what we want to have. And then we're not sitting there saying, hey, Google. No. We're speaking what we want people to be. So here's how I raise my kids. Of course, there's disciplinary actions and so on, but I spoke what I wanted. If I saw any behavior I liked, I bragged on it. Because you get what you brag on. Shout that with me. You get what you brag on. You don't get what you nag on. You get what you brag on. So I said, Austin, I like it when you do that. Oh, I like it. And he knew it. So he said, oh, you like that? I'll do more of that. So we don't get what we nag on. We get what we brag on. So if you're finding yourself as a personality, and this is why growth track is so important. As we connect with God, connect with people, discover our purpose and make a difference. In the week, discover your purpose. By the way, Growth Track, you don't have to do them in sequential order. They're all designed to where you can plug and play them however, and you should do it this week. Go through Growth Track. 1 week there where I was talking about discover your purpose, we go through the personality assessment to find out, are you a choleric? Are you a phlegmatic? Are you a sanguine? So when you find out who you are and what makes you tick and what ticks you off, It takes you from the eye chair and the high chair and puts you at the big boy table. And now you can start saying, I'm, according to the scripture, I'm not going to be a child. I am an heir. And I'm going to be over the scenarios that I'm supposed to be over because I'm going to put these systems into play. And I'm going to grow up and be the best version of me that me can be. And people will be blown away by the massive improvement because you're going to take action. You're going to take action. And when you do that, I promise you, a lot of the difficult situations that you have, a lot of those feelings where you feel like, man, Pastor, you know, sometimes I leave the house and I'm mad and I realize, wow, I got to go back and tell them I'm sorry, or my pride won't let me tell them I'm sorry. By the way, that's childish. I just go around miserable all the time. Do you ever feel like sometimes that you're just a little mad at you? Come on, raise your hand if you're just mad at you. I mean, you got mad at them, but the reason why you overreacted to them is at the end of the day, you were just mad at you. Let's try that again. Come on, you're in church right now. You're mad at you. Part of the reason why we're mad at ourselves is because we're not doing what the Bible said right here was, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. But now that I became a man, I put it away. Notice it didn't say, when you become a man, it goes away. It says, we got to put it away. It didn't just go away. We got to put it away. And I'm going to ask you at every campus, West Palm, I love that church so much. I love the commitment, the discipline, the people that are serving. Weldon Springs got this core team of people that are dedicated to do two services, and they're killing it and helping so many people. And our city, Sunset Hills, the same way. We got to ask ourselves some questions today as we close. Are you in the eye chair, high chair, baby chair, and you're ready to advance to the next level? Did today's talk kind of tweak you and you need to kind of go home and make some notes? Or maybe even while I'm speaking today, you're writing this stuff down in the tablet of your heart and mind and saying, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to go out like PD did and sulk on the back porch or get mad and take a drive. I'm going to just deal with the issues. And I'm going to do it in a calm, loving way, because this year, 2018, is going to be the year that I put it away. Every head bowed and every eye closed, nobody looking around. If you want me to pray for you right now because this really spoke to your heart, I want you to raise your hand so God can see it. Come on, raise those hands all over the building. Hold them up just for a second. I want to pray for you. You can put them down. Now I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, dear Heavenly Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to help me get in control of my anger, my foolish behavior, my childish ways. I don't want to be a baby. I want to grow up. I want to put it away. And I declare this weekend is the weekend that I take charge of my life in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Come on, give the Lord praise today if you enjoyed it.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.